Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Let's move on. With the cost of living just continuing to rise, many of us are looking at our finances to see just where we can cut back. Now, my next guest is Kaz Mooney, a mum of three, who is an expert at that, and through her social media, is now actually teaching others the value of budgeting. She's on the line. Kaz, good morning.
Morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got started on your Instagram?
Yeah, I'm a mum of three. I have a 12, a 10 and a one-year-old. And I'm on a single income. So just my husband is working, and I took a career break last year after maternity leave. Just couldn't afford childcare with the three of them. And I decided to set up the Instagram page to share our own journey, how we were budgeting a single income and how we were also hoping to pay off debt.
Now, when you decided to stay at home, was that a big decision for you?
Yeah, it was and it wasn't. Financially, yes, it was a big decision. But I was struggling to see where I was working before. The hours weren't going to be very sociable because I worked in a gym. So I was working long evenings and early mornings. But financially, yeah, it was a big decision.
Okay, but you did it. So is that when you started looking at your finances and what you were spending to try and cut back to accommodate for you not working out there anymore?
Yeah, well, we would have looked at our finances years before that, especially when we were trying to save for our mortgage to get the deposit together. But we really had to tighten our belts then when we went down to a single income.
Okay, now that sounds like a scary thing. You know, I mean, we all have to tighten our belts a little bit. But what are we talking about here? Can you just explain what does a normal week look like for you in terms of budgeting?
Yes, so a normal week, I will have set up my budget and I use a method called zero-based budgeting. So that basically just means every euro has been given a job. And I also plan out my week. So I've already decided what I'm spending where. And I plan out my food shop. So I look through the cupboards and the freezer, see what I need, write a list, and then head to the shop with my budget.
Now, that sounds so simple. But is that the key to not only save money, but not wasting food?
Yeah, it's all about planning. A few minutes, once you get going, it literally just takes about 10, 15 minutes a week just to quickly go over your budget and then set up your food shop. Just check out the specials, see what's going where, and then head to the shop.
My mother-in-law thinks she's budgeting by driving to four different shops to get the best price, which she's probably spent about £25 in the UK on petrol getting around to these places.
Yeah.
So you need to be clever what you're doing. But can I ask you, I mean, you set up this Instagram page, it's very, very popular. What advice do you give to people? I mean, what are people asking you? What do they need to know?
Yeah, so most people are asking how to start and they want to know how to save for large expenses. So then the two pieces of advice I'd give is to look at your expenses, see where your money's going, and then categorize it. So get out a pen and just write out what is going where. And then from that, you can see where you're overspending and see can you reduce those areas. And then for large expenses, I use what's called sinking funds. So I save a little bit every month into different funds, and that helps me save up for these large expenses.
Is it true that you're not a big fan of debit and credit cards and you tend to use cash?
Yeah.
Why is that now, dirty cash? Why? Tell me about the benefits of that.
It's amazing. I found, especially when the tap limit got increased to 50, that was just a disaster for my budget. So moving back to cash has helped so much. It just means that I know what I'm spending. I have it in my hand. So if you go into the shop with €100, you can't spend over €100. And it also means that you're going to have the money left over for the things that you actually need, like bills and petrol. So it's just helped so much. And you don't need to take out cash for every area, but I definitely recommend taking out for areas that you overspend in.
Okay, good advice. Now, you are becoming known for your genius meal for five for €5 videos, right? Where did this idea come from? You need to tell me all about it.
Yeah, they've gone down very well. So basically, when I had the page going a little while, and I was thinking about the different times where I've really struggled. And one time in particular came to mind where we just didn't have enough money for dinner that day. And I rooted around in the back of the couch and found €5. And that's what I had to make dinner with. And basically, every meal I make with the €5 meal is for me back then. So I'm sure there's many people in a similar position or have been. And it can be so difficult to try and make a somewhat nutritional meal for €5 that will feed your whole family. So I just wanted to basically help people who might be struggling, or even it's a tool. So we definitely don't eat a €5 meal every single night, but it really helps to bring down the cost of the week's budget.
Kaz, what is in this €5 meal? Tell me, give us an example of one.
So I put up one today, and that is a mushroom stroganoff. Ooh. And that has mushrooms. I put in pancetta, but you can leave that out if you want to make it vegetarian. Macaroni, sour cream, onions, and it also has something else, green beans as well.
And this is all, you can make this for €5 and you can feed your kids, and your kids will eat the mushroom stroganoff.
Oh, yes, which they is, will, yeah.
Which is amazing in itself, so fair play to you. So that's just one of the recipes. That sounds unreal. So you have a few of these recipes on your Instagram?
Yeah, I think I've nearly 20 now at this stage.
Cookbook is next, Kaz. Let's do we'll it. See. Let's do it. You have to. I'm intrigued. So if someone wants to start today, I mean, we all need to cut back a little bit and start budgeting. What's the biggest piece of advice you'd give them?
Yeah, it's just starting. Like, it's important to know you're not going to get it right first month. It's about making the little habits and getting used to looking at your own finances. I know when I first started, I didn't want to look in that bank account. But it's about going through it, seeing if there's any direct debits you can get rid of. Have you too many subscriptions that you're not even looking at? And it, just see where your spending is going. And then after that, it's about deciding where you want it to go. So make the plan. A budget is just the plan. It's really that simple.
Thank God you gave up work. This sounds like a full-time job.
Yeah, it's a busy one, all right.
Yeah, it is. I mean, how much do you reckon you're saving on a monthly basis now that you've done all this?
Well, we're surviving on our one wage. Yeah. So we're definitely saving what I was getting. And we're surviving. Like,
and you're managing to
debt.
Save, right?
Yeah, we're saving. We're paying off our debt. So yeah, I don't know what we're saving, but it's getting around 700, I'd say, a week.
Okay, that is incredible. So, yeah. That's incredible. So Kaz, if people want to follow you on Instagram for more tips, I'll definitely be giving you a follow. Where can they go?
I'm at Irish Budgeting, and I'm on everything. I'm on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok.
At Irish Budgeting. Go and check her out. Kaz Mooney, thank you so much for coming on the show with those tips. And I wish you the very best of luck with the cookbook.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Bye, love.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.